verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual. Cuando intento describir.
And we are back. We surely hope that you all are enjoying rocking out with us. That is the name of our show, Crystal the Rock. And we thank you all for joining us, for listening to us tonight on 100.7 FM. And we are sponsored by, let me get my serious voice here, TBN Inlace. My name is Pastor Mark Ingram. I am the pastor of Words for Life Christian Center in Hurst, Texas. I've said the website address again and over, but I'll say it one more time, www.wolchristiancenter.org. And I want my brothers in the studio to offer their names and any pertinent information that they would love to share with you, our listeners, because we do want you all to get in touch with us by any means necessary. Pastor Rick.
Yes, we're back. We're going to begin to speak about the Father, God the Father. We're going to go ahead and transition into that. Pastor Guillermo.
Yep. Yo soy aquí el Dr. Guillermo Morales, Physical Therapy, de Arlington Physical Therapy. Es en nuestro lugar donde no solamente predicamos la palabra de Cristo, sino que la entregamos a través de nuestras manos con el mejor servicio posible para la gente que nos necesita.
Alrighty. I want to backtrack. There, you know, you always notice where there's an awkward silence in the studio, so we want you all to feel this too, listeners. I want to backtrack. Earlier I said we are sponsored by TBN Inlace. Well, it is TBN Inlace. I want you all to know that, you know. When I said that earlier, listeners, there was just this awkward silence.
Enlace.
Enlace. TBN Enlace. And so there you have it. I'm glad we corrected that.
Amen.
We don't want you all to think that we are being sponsored by a lingerie company or anything like that. We are being sponsored by TBN Enlace. All righty. And so that's a good light moment before we turn this curve, this corner, like we like to say in the ministry, because when we turn this corner in the ministry, we don't want anybody that's not strapped in to fall out of their seats and we lose you turning this corner. But right about now, the midway point of our show, we're about to turn a corner. And tonight we've been talking about all that in a bag of chips. And we've gone down and we've talked bilingually about literally what all that in a bag of chips is indicative of. And we've kind of tried to set you all up, females, whoever you want your all that to be. If I say females, most think about Brad Pitt or Denzel. Yep. You know, when I say men, gosh, who is the all that? You know, you think about Angelina Jolie or Halle Berry. You know, everybody's got their all that, whatever. But we would like to submit to you, and I want Pastor Ricky and Brother Guillermo definitely to jump in here, and I want Brother Guillermo to start us off after I make a statement so that he can get this across to you all bilingually, as well as those of us that are listening in English too. And here we go. A lot of times that emptiness we feel, a lot of things that we're looking for, a lot of things that we portray in the guise of someone being all that to us or us being all that to them, here's the reality. When we're disappointed, it's as if God is sitting by on the side quietly, because he's not a forceful God. Can I get a correct interjection here with y'all brothers if you agree with me? He is not a forceful God.
No, he's not.
A loving, patient God. And it's as if he is sitting on the side saying, wait a minute, I'm aware of your needs. I'm aware of your struggles. I'm aware of your concerns. And so the reality is, everything that we're looking for in a person, in an event, in a hobby, whatever it is, and we're so unfulfilled, Guess who's sitting by the side, not forcing himself, saying, hello, That's good. Anybody want to kind of, I want Pastor Guillermo, or should I say Brother Guillermo, and then Pastor Ricky, to jump in there with that. And can you kind of help us make this transition to our listeners? And our job is to try to just share with them that there is someone longing to be everything to them that they would possibly need. Go ahead, Brother Guillermo.
Lo que dice brother, el hermano Mark aquí está hablando de lo que mismo estábamos mencionando en los segmentos anteriores, que nosotros ponemos toda nuestra fe y nuestra búsqueda en cosas que son totalmente materiales, ya sea una persona para las mujeres, un hombre que sea muy apuesto, como el artista Brad Pitt o Denzel Washington, etcétera, y para los hombres todo lo opuesto, una mujer que sea muy atractiva como cualquier actriz de Hollywood. Pero eso no es lo más importante, ya sean personas, sean deportes, sean hobbies, carreras de auto, tenis, fútbol, béisbol, lo que sea. Ponemos toda nuestra importancia, nuestro ímpetu 100% en ese objeto que no nos va a satisfacer para nada, solamente por un momento, 10 minutos, 5 minutos, y eso sería todo. Pero no le damos importancia a nuestro Padre Celestial, que es tan importante, quien nos ama tanto, que sacrificó a su Hijo por nosotros, y nosotros no le damos importancia a eso, sin saber que no es un Dios que nos esfuerza a quererlo, que no es un dictador. Nosotros siempre lo vemos como un Dios de dictadura, como un Dios que nos da leyes, reglamentos, etcétera, pero no es así. Y nos da demasiado amor, que lo demostró con la muerte, el sacrificio de Jesucristo por nosotros, para que nosotros estemos con Él, lo amemos y nos entreguemos 100% a Él y no a las cosas materiales.
It's good what he said. He was talking about the Brad Pitts, J-Lo's or whatever, you know, out there in the world. There's an image that they have to walk in because they're actors. It's a form of hypocrisy.
Right.
You can say that. And we try to walk that image and try to become that is not real. And so he was talking about, Brother Guillermo was talking about that image that we're looking out there in the world. And one of the things that that people don't understand, that emptiness. I remember I would get up and open my refrigerator and go get some Coke or get some water and then drink a beer and then do all this stuff. But there was thirst in me.
Yeah, that's good.
There was always something there, and I would do Coke and smoke weed and then change it and all that. But there was still an emptiness.
Lo que está diciendo el hermano Ricky es que él buscaba cuando era joven en cosas totalmente materiales, que ya sea una cerveza, probablemente fumar hierba, marihuana, etcétera, o drogas, y pensando que eso nos va a satisfacer 100%, pero inmediatamente cuando se va ese efecto, el efecto de la cerveza o de la comida o de las drogas, nos damos cuenta que estamos totalmente vacíos. Cuando despertamos en la mañana con ese dolor de cabeza, con esa sensación físicamente mala, nos damos cuenta cuán vacío estábamos, que la noche no nos sirvió para nada, que necesitamos algo más profundo, más completo, que nos llene de adentro para afuera.
I think what I'd like to interject here to our listeners is, and I'm praying that this makes sense right about now at this juncture of the show, that emptiness, that void that we feel a lot of times, I don't think we really recognize that God created that in our hearts on purpose.
That's right.
And there's an emptiness and a void that He created in us on purpose that we will long to fill the rest of our lives until we get Him to fill it. And that's the beauty of God being all of that. I want to use a passage of scripture right here that will prove that God is all of that. And the scripture that I'd like to read is one scripture coming from the book of Exodus, chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. And that scripture simply says, "And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, that's what you shall say unto the children of Israel. I am hath sent me unto you. And so what I want to get across real quick in a short amount of time in that story, the children of Israel were under bondage and they were going to be delivered by God. But Moses was the one that had to approach the most powerful man on earth, Pharaoh, who at the time he thought he was all that. And the reality is Moses had a little doubt and said, you know what? How am I supposed to get across to him that he's supposed to let these people go? What am I supposed to say to Pharaoh? And God simply says, you tell Pharaoh, I am that I am sent you. And so when I look at that word am, God is literally saying, if my name is I am, he is literally saying, I am the self-sufficient one.
Amen.
I am Amen. What I will be. I will be to them what I am. It is to be or to become. It is to exist or to breathe. And so to make that transition, and I want you to translate this bilingually, this point right here, Brother Guillermo. God is telling our listeners and any one of us that go through these episodes of emptiness and that void and that disappointment, God is literally telling us, like he told Moses, whatever it is you need, whatever it is you lack, wherever it is you're empty, I, God, am the only one that can fill that void. Brother Guillermo.
Este punto es muy importante, lo que está hablando el hermano Mark en este momento. Es de ese vacío que sentimos internamente. Cuando yo era joven y estaba en las calles de Santiago después de la noche de una fiesta, etcétera, me sentía, caminaba y sentía que estaba completamente vacío, que necesitaba algo más. Y lo busqué en muchas cosas, como todos los jóvenes. Buscamos diferentes religiones, meditaciones, etcétera, drogas, alcohol, lo que sea. Y no lo encontramos. Como decía antes, cuando despertamos en la mañana nos sentimos totalmente vacíos. Y ese vacío lo puso Dios en nuestros corazones desde el principio de la creación, para que nosotros lo busquemos a Él y lo podamos encontrar. Y nos llenó, lo dijo en su palabra. Tenemos la palabra de Dios, tenemos la Biblia para guiarnos. Y en Éxodos, el capítulo 3, el versículo 14, Él habla de que yo soy quien soy. Que yo soy quien soy. Y lo dijo en forma presente, porque Moisés le preguntó, ¿a quién le digo? Al faraón que me mandó. Y Dios le dijo, yo soy quien soy. Lo dijo en forma presente porque Él es eterno, no tiene forma verbal, no tiene presente, pasado ni futuro, Él es siempre presente. Y Jesucristo también lo dijo cuando le preguntaron quién era, y Él le dijo, yo soy el Mesías, yo soy quien soy. Y por eso le digo, Él está aquí para llenar nuestros corazones, para llenar ese vacío que nosotros sentimos en nuestra vida por cualquiera de estas cosas que sea. Nada en esta tierra se lo va a llenar, ninguna cosa material lo va a llenar, ninguna cosa que sea de imagen de corporal, de hombre o mujer lo va a llenar. Solamente Dios va a llenar ese vacío.
Es importante ese tema. It's very important what he was saying. Goes back to what you started saying. Cuando Padre Dios mandó a Moisés, when he sent Moses, Moses asked a very important question. He asked God, who should I tell Pharaoh, send me? And God responded, I am that I am. Moisés le preguntó una pregunta a nuestro Padre Dios. ¿Qué le dijo el faraón? ¿Quién me mandó? Yo soy quien soy. And so tonight, God has here Pastor Mark, Brother Guillermo, myself, to tell you about the same God that spoke to Moses is speaking to us tonight concerning you.
Yes.
And él quiere revelar su carácter. Él quiere manifestarse en tu vida como tu padre, porque ese vacío que está ahí se va a caer así vacío si él no viene a tu vida. That, because that emptiness that is in you, the only way that emptiness, we believe that God created us with an emptiness in our hearts, that we can be hungry for something that we don't know. We're always hungering for something and we don't know what it is, but we're here to tell you that it is God that's going to be revealed. Pastor Guillermo.
Como todos lo hemos estado diciendo en este momento, like everybody's saying right now, we're talking about the emptiness in our heart, el vacío que está en nuestro corazón. So the only way to fill it up, la única manera de llenarlo, es con la palabra de Dios, con Jesucristo en nuestros corazones, que dejen que Jesucristo entre a vivir en uno. Only Jesus Christ can fill up this space in your heart. Only Jesus Christ can be the answer for all the emptiness you have right now. So don't look in the other world when it's right here, right now. Yeah. You can call on Him.
Yeah, and the Bible tells us that the only thing that we have to do is simply call on the name of Jesus, because the reality is, whether we believe, and you notice that I'm not saying you or you all, we're in the boat with you, and so I'm saying we. The Bible says that whether we believe God is all that or not, the reality is He still is. But the reality also that we want you all to come to grips with, we, us, is this. If you are listening to our voices tonight, God is letting you know. That's His way right now of telling you how much He loves you, and He is giving you an invitation, because you didn't just tune in because you liked the last the last few songs you've had, you've listened to the hurt last hour. You didn't just tune in because, you know, this is what you know. No, this was a predetermined appointment. Amen. And God wants you to hear the voices of Brother Guillermo and Pastor Ricky and myself, just to let you know that God is literally putting a personal invitation in your lap through the three of us. And He is simply saying, I am all of that. I will forever be all of that. I've always been all that. There never will be a time where I'm not all of that.
Right.
And so therefore, yes, this message tonight that's coming to you, whether you are coming or going, God wants you to know that according to Philippians 4:19, that He is able to supply not some of your needs, not a few of your needs, but that verse says God is able to supply all your need according to His riches in glory through His Son, Christ Jesus. And so we hear a lot of times people will say, brothers, that, you know, I know God, I want to get close to God. But the reality is, there's only one way to get close to Christo, the rock, Jesus, the Christ, the rock, the solid rock on which we all exist. And that is to accept His Son as being all of that. And then the door swings wide open for us to accept that invitation with God. Before we run these next couple of songs, we want you all to make sure that you come back. And when you come back, we want you to know that you have the opportunity to join us each and every Saturday night from 10:30 to 1 a.m. right here on 100.7 FM KWRD, The Word FM, or we are better known as Christo the Rock. We look forward to seeing you all again in just a bit. God bless.
God bless.
Aquí. Tu estás aquí.